thing to do is to correct the eating and correct it using a leptin-resistant eating plan. Once you've done that, one will see huge results. Should that not work, you can then add one or two of the supplements, but there is absolutely no magic pill that will clear it completely.
Okay, so there are supplements that are available. Whether or not you should be taking them, we shouldn't just be taking them willy-nilly in the hope that they will work.
No.
Because we don't all need them.
No.
And it's not as easy as that. It's actually correcting the eating plan. So, but if you want to get it tested, it's as easy as a blood test.
Exactly.
There was a third question in there. I can't remember what it was. Sorry, Owen. It's 3:30 now. Let's get the latest Eyewitness News headlines. Taramini, good afternoon.
Thanks, Lee. Good afternoon. Olympic governing body SASCOC has praised the South African men's rowing team for bagging SA's third gold medal at the London Games. The team's gold performance on the water this afternoon pushes South Africa up to 8th place on the overall medals tally. A survivor of this morning's accident in Vereeniging has told Eyewitness News she feels lucky to be alive after 12 other people were killed in the crash. A minibus collided with a truck on the corner of Boylo and Houtkorp Road in the early hours of this morning. And Sports Minister Fikile Mbalula says people who claim his ministry may have paid for Julius Malema's stay in a top London hotel are playing political games. He's angrily denied the claims but refuses to say whether he and the former ANC Youth League leader stayed in the same hotel. Those are the headlines. This Eyewitness News and more at 4 o'clock. Or as it happens.
EWM traffic.
Good afternoon. We're going to begin in Joburg with traffic lights in four ways at Cedar Road and Four Ways Boulevard that are out of order. Then we've got Woodmead and the Mike 1, as well as Woodmead and Old Pretoria Main in Woodmead that are not working. And if you're traveling towards Fairlands, Cresta, even the Honeydew areas using Bayer Studio, we've got lights at the N1 interchange that are out of order, and there are more as well just along Bayer Studio. For instance, Molope as well as John Foster, those two intersections are also out of order in the Rand Park Ridge area. And if you're traveling towards Oaklands, lights at Ethel Oaklands and Pretoria Street are also not working. And in City Deep at the N17 and Heidelberg Road. Earlier on, we reported slow moving traffic into Pretoria on the N14 North. It seems to be flowing quite nicely at this stage. We had roadworks taking place earlier on there. Otherwise, if you do come across any other traffic problems, do call us on 083-91 Drive. That will be 083-91-37483. We would greatly appreciate that. Tseho Mudisane, EWN Traffic.
Taking you home this afternoon, as every afternoon, is David O'Sullivan, who joins me in studio now. Hello, David.
Oh, well, it's all Olympics again. Another celebration of a gold medal. Isn't that absolutely wonderful?
Let's do it.
I could not be more thrilled for Lawrence Ndlovu and his team. Lawrence being the stroke, which is why I'm naming him first. He's the man who actually dictates the pace at which the race has to be.
I was going to say the who what now.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, Lee. Not what you were thinking, but I've chatted to Lawrence and to the coach, Paul Jackson, Jacko Jackson. So we'll be playing those interviews after 5 o'clock. Lawrence can't wait to get to McDonald's because he's been watching his diet and his weight for months upon months. And he's going to go and smash some McDonald's. And Jacko Jackson is just amazed he didn't ride into the river, because if you watch the race, you'll see a whole lot of people on bicycles.
Yes.
It's all the coaches. I said, Jacko, I'm amazed you didn't pedal into the river. So interviews with the two of them, and they could not be more ecstatic.
I don't know how they don't pedal into each other.
Yes.
All those coaches. Yeah,
nobody's
That's
looking,
what I was saying
nobody's
earlier.
Looking forward. They're all looking to the side.
Exactly.
Yes. I'd love to get a commentator on to tell him what the difference is between the Australian strip and the South African strip, but that's just being churlish. And then in other news, we've got this dreadful tragedy, and this just is such a puts a sobering perspective on the day when 12 people have been killed in an accident involving a taxi and a truck, head-on collision. We'll look at the warrant of arrest issued to the Hawks before Mafika Sekhlali, after he didn't arrive in court today. And we've got the date for the battle over e-tolling in the Constitutional Court. We'll have a chat to Wayne Duvenage from Outer about that. So plenty coming up on the show.
Tons and tons, lots to be happy about. And as David says, lots that is quite sobering for you as well. Catch David at 4 o'clock.
Yvonne Chaka Chaka. Steve Kekana. And Sipo Hot Sticks Mabuse. Join these great artists and more at the 702 Solid Gold Concert in the Park with Emperor's Palace. Saturday, the 18th of August at the Johannesburg Botanical Gardens, Emerentia. Tickets available from CompuTicket. See you at the 702 Solid Gold Concert in the Park with Emperor's Palace, the Palace of Dreams. For more info, visit 702.co.za.
Nedbank loves the idea of being able to help entrepreneurs in really simple ways, like their own primetime reality TV show, It's My Biz, on ETV, where real small business owners facing real challenges are offered expert help on marketing, sales and social networking, as well as important advice on finance, administration and the law to help build their businesses and yours. Tune in to It's My Biz tonight at 5:30 on ETV. Repeat Thursdays at 12 noon. Another way Nedbank is making things happen for small business.
Planning an event, wedding or conference in today's economy could be your most stressful experience and financial headache. Until now. Conference Now Pay Later is designed to give you access to beautiful venues today, whether it's a conference or a dream wedding. We can get you up to 12 months to pay with conferencenowpaylater.co.za. Meet, work or play. We take the stress away by giving you more time to pay. That's conferencenowpaylater.co.za.
Opportunity doesn't come easily. Not all of us get discovered having a tantrum in the bank. And that's especially true for business. To build a strong business, you need everything in place, like your BEE certificate. Premier Verification is a triple BEE verification company that offers ownership and BEE certificates. Our award-winning team will verify the triple BEE status of your company, so when opportunity knocks, you're ready. Find us at premierbee.co.za. Partner with Premier. We're behind your success.
Talk Radio 702. Jenny Cruis-Williams. Q&A.
24 minutes to 4 o'clock. Lee in for Jenny this afternoon. It's Q&A and we've got a themed Q&A this afternoon. We're talking leptin. Leptin is that little chemical inside the body that goes to the brain and says, right, that's enough food, you're full now. And also, that's enough food, you now want to do some exercise to burn some of it off. If you've got a problem with your leptin and how your body reads the leptin, so it's not always that you don't have enough leptin before everybody just wants to put more of it in their body. It's that your body's not reading the leptin that you've got some of the time. Then you're not reading that, which means you eat and you eat and you eat, and also you're lethargic and you don't feel like exercising. It's not the only reason that we're obese, certainly not. Some of it is entirely our fault, and there are of course other hormones in our body. There are other disorders that can cause you to gain weight and to retain weight, but this is just one of those. So any questions that you have, and we're chatting to Paula Galvez, the founder of Eden Life Weight Loss Clinic. Any questions that you have for Paula, you can put them to her. We are going to be prioritizing the questions around leptin and how leptin works in the body and what we can do about it. You can phone us on 011-883-0702 or 021-446-0567. Paula's also a pharmacist by training, and that is how she started all this research into a lot of this. Paula, you're also a self-confessed "so glad that I'm skinny now" person.
Yes, absolutely, Lee. At the age of 25, I lost 50 kilos in 8 months. I used to weigh 113 kilos. I became a pharmacist to help myself find something to lose weight. And after many years of research, came across a combination of supplements which worked for me. And when I lost the weight, my friends wanted the supplements. And when they lost the weight, their friends wanted the supplements. And out of that, Eden Life was born. And today it is my absolute privilege to help hundreds and thousands of other people achieve the same success I've achieved.
And you've kept this weight off for almost 20 years.
Yes, 17 years exactly, and I've had a child in between that.
There we go. Let's just take one. Oh, Shelley, bless Shelley. She says, "I'm 38 with two children. They're 9 and 2. After my second child, I weigh 20 kilograms more. I've moved from a thin, yummy mummy to a chubby chick, and I hate it. I don't have food cravings. I'm vaguely hungry more often. I don't eat a lot at all. And I don't have sweets and I don't have chocolate. My intake does not merit the weight gain at all. What on earth could be the problem?"
Okay. Well, that's exactly insulin resistance. And in fact, that reeks of insulin resistance. So, Shelley, what happens is insulin resistance is very often triggered by pregnancy. During pregnancy, your estrogen goes up. With your estrogen going up, your insulin goes up as well. And pregnancy is a semi-insulin resistant state. Now, once you've had the baby,
in the majority of cases, people now lose the insulin resistance, but in almost 30% of cases, women don't lose the insulin resistance. And so what happens is they stay insulin resistant, and with that excessive insulin production, their body actually increases their fat storage up to from 4 to 6 times more than normal. So their body just goes into a fat production mode, and everything they eat gets stored as fat. So you may not very well be eating a lot, and this applies to a lot of moms. They eat very little, and yet they store everything that they eat, and that's why they gain weight post-pregnancy.
And then what do you do?
Well, the trick there is to treat the insulin resistance.
Okay.
And, you know, another thing, Lee, is insulin resistance and leptin resistance go hand in hand.
Well, you see, I want to ask you about this, but can we take Talia's question? Because
sure.
I think it might tie in before
sure.
you explain that, because we might be able to do it all in one go. Talia, hi.
Hi. You just literally asked my question.
Oh!
I was wondering whether insulin resistance and leptin resistance can be in the same person, because I was listening to your show before, and it sounds exactly me all over. And I know that I have insulin resistance and polycystic ovaries. So, yeah, I was just wondering if you can be leptin resistant at the same time.
That's lovely. So can we just backtrack and differentiate between the two once again for people who've joined the conversation, and then talk about whether or not they come together? Talia, thank you.
Excellent question. Okay, let's backtrack and just have a look. Insulin resistance, what happens in those patients is people eat starch, they release excessive amounts of insulin, and this causes a rebound drop in serotonin. Now, when they release excessive amounts of insulin, they get a huge amount of fat production, so they produce 4 to 6 amounts more fat than normal. When they get this decreased amount of serotonin, they have a huge amount of craving, and that's always for a starch-fat combination. So that's insulin resistance. With leptin resistance, what happens is that as the body makes fat, and this fat is normally secondary to being made from insulin resistance, the fat cells enlarge. The brain picks up that the fat cells are being enlarged because the fat cells release leptin. But the brain doesn't pick it up enough, so it doesn't sense enough leptin, and it doesn't tell the body to decrease the appetite and increase the activity. So the weight keeps going up higher and higher and higher. And what happens then in most cases, what happens in most cases is that people now go on a low-calorie diet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a disaster, because the minute your body senses a low-calorie diet, your fat cells shrink slightly, your leptin levels go down. Now your brain senses that there's a slight decreased leptin level, and it suddenly thinks that your body is starving. So what it does is it gives a reflex reaction to try and protect you. So it decreases your thyroid activity, decreases your basal metabolic rate, it increases your appetite, and it increases your cortisol levels.
This is kind of what you explained to us a little bit earlier as well.
Precisely.
All right.
And all of that does exactly the opposite to what you want it to do. It causes a gain in weight, which is what causes a plateau.
And you go, I'm living on lettuce leaves. I am a rabbit.
Exactly.
I'm starting to look like a rabbit. And I'm feeling
so
like a rabbit, but
yes.
But
I'm gaining weight.
Yeah.
And you go and get weighed, and what do they say to you? Eat more. And in fact, it's the last thing you want to do, because you're actually gaining weight. But then that's exactly what happens with leptin resistance. The brain actually counteracts that. And that is very, very common. And so insulin resistance and leptin resistance go hand in hand. When insulin resistance is left, it develops into a secondary leptin resistance. It's often where it comes from.
Okay. Geraldine is on the line from Roodepoort. Hi, Geraldine.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Good, thanks. Very well.
My problem, for the last year or so, I seem to be waking up at the most ridiculous hours, anything from midnight to 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I will kill for sugar at that time of the morning.
Ooh, who sleeps next to you, Geraldine?
The poor man.
Oh, yes. Well, he survived through it. Okay, midnight sugar cravings, 2 a.m. sugar cravings. And you don't know what it is, Geraldine, and this has not been your whole life. This is more recently.
It is more recent, yeah.
Okay.
What do you have for supper, Geraldine?
Normal food, the same as everybody else in the family does. Have some protein, have some starch, have some carbs with it.
Do you have a high dairy intake, or do you have a low dairy intake?
Predominantly lower on the dairy.
Okay. You know what happens when your dairy intake is low? Your serotonin levels through the night tend to go very low. And that's exactly when you need them to be high to keep you asleep through the night. So people who are waking up in the early hours of the morning, and that's your most critical time of sleep. With leptin resistance, you'll wake up, so you'll be awake up until midnight and want to crave, and you'll be craving and wanting to eat sweets. But if you're waking up after midnight, from midnight to 3 in the morning, that's your healing sleep, and that's an essential time for you to be asleep. But if you're waking up and craving sugar, it's a sign that your serotonin is low, and it's because you're not eating enough, well, you're not taking in enough milk, dairy milk, milk as in low-fat milk or fat-free milk. So if you had to increase that, you'd find that your serotonin would go up and you'd probably sleep it through. If you had to wake up on the odd morning, in the odd early morning, then just have a glass of fat-free milk and that should put you to bed.
So this business about a glass of milk at bedtime is not just an old wives' tale. Granny
not
was
at
right.
All. Rock solid.
And so is it before bedtime, the milk, or can you just, is it your intake throughout the day?
It's strictly speaking before bedtime works okay. Best.
Well, there we go. Give it a try, Geraldine. Let us know. And it doesn't have to be fatty milk. It can be fat-free milk.
Fat-free milk works best because it's absorbed. The effect on the serotonin level is quicker.
Here you are. Just after 4:45, let's find out what's happening on the roads.
EWM. Traffic.
Thank you, Lee. In Joburg, traffic lights in Oaklands and Pretoria are out of order. In Parkview, lights at Chester and 3rd Avenue are also down. And if you're traveling towards Four Ways this afternoon, Cedar Road and Four Ways Boulevard is out of order. So expect delays around Monte Cassino Boulevard. And we've got lights in Woodmead at Woodmead and the Mark 1, as well as Woodmead and Old Pretoria Main that are also not working. And a number of them, main intersections on Bayer Stodier that are out of order as well. Firstly, it's Bayer Stodier and the N1 in Fairlands, and beyond that we've got Bayer Stodier and Molupi Drive, as well as Bayer Stodier and John Foster. And if you are traveling towards Midrand, the lines at Allendale and Becker, as well as Harry Gallon and Albertine, are also not working. Teho Mudisane, EWN Traffic.
Memories on the bandstand. Join Eleanor Moore as she unites generations with music from and inspired by yesteryear on the bandstand.
Oh, what little moonlight can do to you.
Saturday, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Only on Talk Radio 702.
Wouldn't you love to be in the bush right now? Bushbreaks offer Ella fantastic deals at over 150 luxury game lodges throughout South Africa. Book in advance or at the last minute to secure discounts of up to 70%. Call Bushbreaks today for the best prices, best service on 0861-004455 or visit bushbreaks.co.za. That's bushbreaks.co.za. Discounted rates at luxury game lodges.
Well, you don't have to get stuck with the same digital SLR camera for the rest of your life. At Cameraz, you can trade in and trade up. Cameraz, geeks, horses, ass.
Boss Office understands the dynamics of companies on the move, whether you're migrating within your building or to your new headquarters. Boss ensures that every element, from personal files through to network servers, arrive at the right place and on time. Boss also understands the complexities of document migration, like archiving and electronic format filing. For business or document migration, speak to Boss Office Projects, migrating your business under beautiful African skies. bossoffice.co.za.
As we celebrate our second anniversary, we'd like to thank everyone who stood up.
I'm Enver Suti, the Deputy Minister of Basic Education. We're proud to be in a partnership with Lead South Africa. We've managed to have the nation sing together. Happy birthday to Tata.
My name is Akila. I'm part of a ladies' movement called the Caring Women's Forum. We do sandwiches at the Johannesburg Hospital.
My name is Paul Ramela, the principal of Batsofile Primary School. I'm a golfer. So what I do now is I teach little one how to play golf.
I'm Pumla, work in Pretoria Basic Education Department. During the holidays, we also collect some clothing for the poor families and we distribute those to the families.
Remember, the leader is in you.
Lead SA is a Talk Radio 702 Star and Pretoria News Initiative.
Talk Radio 702.
702.
Your number one news and talk station on 92.7 and 106 FM. Call us now on 011-883-0702.
Our guest, Paula Galvao, is the founder of Eden Life Weight Loss Clinic. She's in studio talking to us about leptin and leptin resistance. Lots of SMSs that have come through, and let's just do justice to a couple of those, I think, see if we can help a few people out. The big question, of course, that we're going to get to is the treatment options that are available. But what is the connection, if any, to a lazy thyroid?
Lee, that's a very big connection. A lazy thyroid and leptin resistance go hand in hand. What happens is there are two forms of thyroid hormone, T3 and T4. T3 is the active thyroid hormone, and T3 and T4 are both made in the liver. Now, leptin can drastically affect your thyroid. If your brain senses starvation via decreased leptin levels, what happens is the brain will tell your liver to decrease your metabolic rate. And the liver does this by converting T4 to T3. Converting T3 to T4. So you have more of the inactive thyroid hormone. So if you now feel that you're developing symptoms of an underactive thyroid, you go to the doctor and you test for this. What happens is you'll now test as having an underactive thyroid, and you get put onto thyroid medication, and then you don't lose weight. And the reason for this, and we find this very, very often, it's probably one of the most misunderstood concepts in medicine today. And what happens is the reason for it, Lee, is because you weren't hypothyroidic. You were actually leptin resistant to start with.
Okay.
So you then start taking thyroid medication, and all that happens is the leptin resistance gets worse, and your thyroid now goes out of sync because you're taking thyroid medication when you weren't hypothyroidic to start with. So a very, very serious incident with leptin resistance is the thyroid gland.
Yeah. All right. So there's so much to learn. This little chemical that so many of us had never heard of an hour and a half ago. Geraldine phoned earlier, and she was talking about these nighttime cravings. But when she said this was something that had come up recently, I wondered about age and how age comes into play. Is leptin something that is affected as we get older?
That's a fascinating question, because there's so many studies that are contradictory. But of late, the general school of thought is that as we age, our leptin levels go down. So what happens is our metabolic rate goes down, and our brown fat also goes down. And that is why when we are aging, it's so important that we keep our eating plan correct. One of the main things that we need to do specifically as we're aging is in the evening mainly is to eat only a high-protein meal, not to add carbs to your meal.
At night.
At night, specifically at night. By doing so, you increase your basal metabolic rate, because that increases another neurotransmitter called dopamine. So you may not be getting the increased metabolic rate via the leptin, but you'll be getting it via the dopamine. So if you really know what's going on with your body, you can circumvent all sorts of things by just working around it, and not necessarily with taking 100 different supplements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with taking the supplements, you really need to go to someone who knows what they're doing, who can work out what you need specifically and what the safe level is for you.
Well, on that note, obviously the big question is, well, how do you treat leptin resistance? How should we be eating? Because one of the things that you said is, here are a whole lot of supplements that could be taken if they're right for you. But you need to get the diet right. So everybody's asking, well, what is that diet then?
Okay. So if you are leptin resistant, what you do is you follow an eating plan which is predominantly protein rich. So you eat as much meat, chicken, fish as you need, but with a low fat content. And together with that, you follow a diet which is rich in free vegetables, all the green vegetables except for peas. And you can have as much of that as you like.
Okay, so that's just not the carb-high veggies like our butternut and our pumpkin, which make such nice soups in winter.
Correct. But you can make lovely soups with cauliflower and broccoli.
And marrow.
And marrows.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you have meat, chicken, fish with salad and vegetables. And together with that, you have a small amount of starch. We don't want to cut the starch out completely, but we keep the starch to mornings, where your body has the whole day to digest and burn that. And you follow that for the whole week. Now, once a week, in order to prevent your body reaching a plateau, a weight loss plateau, we carbo load. And on the carbo load, so carbo loading is not just for athletes, mm-hmm. not just for our beautiful Olympic athletes. On the carbo load, what we need to do is you follow a moderate eating plan where you have 80% of your food as carbohydrates, 20% as protein, and very, very little fat.
When you say carbo load, though, you don't mean eat as much as you like. It's still going to be
not.
Portion controlled, isn't it?
Not a cheat day. It's not very much not a cheat day. It's a leptin load would probably be the better word for it.
Okay.
So we follow that plan, and by doing so, we prevent the plateau from happening.
All right. But once again, I mean, because there's just control all over the place, I feel like you are telling us that this is not the... We can't just be making notes from what you've said and have enough information here.
No, the best way to do it, Lee, is to, you know, if listeners would like to, they can contact the clinic. They can go to www.edenlifeclinic.com.
Edenlifeclinic.com.
That's right.
Can you reset your body if you've got one of these resistances?
Absolutely. You can definitely reset your body. On our website, you'll see many, many pictures of people who have reset their body, and I reset my body 17 years ago when I lost 50 kilos in 8 months, and I've maintained my weight ever since.
Are you still taking products?
No, I'm not.
So once you reset your, if you can reset your body, then you
can maintain without products.
Okay.
I use products to lose the weight, and you definitely can maintain without products. There is a complete maintenance plan with the program.
Right. Well, Paula, thank you so much for sharing all that information. Leptin, do a little bit of research. As always, I say please be very careful of what you read on the internet. There's a lot of very good information there. There's also a lot of absolute nonsense. So do be careful. But I hope you found that interesting. For people who are interested and miss some of that, this will be podcast as the best of JCW.
In the last 24 hours, what's happened in your world?
13 people were on board the microbus. It's believed that both vehicles may have crossed over the intersection at the wrong time, resulting in extensive damage. This man drove past.
And as we were diverted, we saw about 7 body bags lying on the ground.
The occupants of the microbus are believed to have been on a day visit to the Vaal area.
24 hours a day, Eyewitness News. In touch, in tune, and independent. From your number one news and talk station, Talk Radio 702.
To book your local and international holiday accommodation at a wide selection of graded holiday resorts, hotels, B&Bs and lodges, locally and internationally, easily, securely, instantly and in rands, book on gettogogo.co.za. That's G-E-T, the number 2, G-O-G-O.co.za.
Yes, like dinner at the Moulin Rouge.
More champagne, monsieur?
Come on, let your mouse take you places. gettogogo.co.za.
What's the smartest way to get superior engineering and styling excellence? A little thing we call Merconomics. A finance solution that allows you to own a Mercedes-Benz C-Class from 4,900 Rand a month on contract purchase. It's the smartest way to own a Mercedes-Benz.
Conditions apply. Offer valid until end September 2012 while stocks last. 10% deposit required. Prime less 1.53% over 60 months. Calculated on a C180 Auto Avant-Garde. Guaranteed residual of 41%. Once-off initiation and monthly service fees apply. Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, an authorized financial services and credit provider.
We've all been there. When your much-loved dog has chewed your expensive shoe or your child's favorite teddy bear, clearly good nutrition is not your dog's priority. Fortunately, at Royal Canin, we know dogs. And we also know good nutrition, which is why our superior tailor-made dog food has over 52 essential nutrients, as well as specific diets for dogs of every size, breed, and age. Now you can buy Royal Canin Health Nutrition at a great new price. Get it today at your local vet.
All right.
right, so that was our themed Q&A for today. We were chatting to Paula Galveo. She's the founder of Eden Life Weight Loss Clinic. She's a pharmacist too. So much information, but that's why we have themed Q&A, so we can really get down to the heart of an issue. I hope you found it useful. That is the point of it all. I do want to give you those details again. In the second hour, we were talking about corruption, and it was really just to open the debate once again. If you have paid a bribe or rather been asked for a bribe at any time, there are places that you can report this kind of thing, and we all need to report it. So once again, you can go to corruptionwatch.org.za or SMS them on 45142. Those SMSs are charged at 1 rand per SMS. Crime Line on